Welcome. This is what came to mind for the week of May 17th, 2017. I'm Elena Mackay. I make the recordings and meditations at esuccubus.com. This week, I'm going to talk about an upcoming meditative and hypnotic, non-erotic project, my ongoing efforts to improve the Moonlit Hypnosis content I've been putting out lately, the YouTube channel and its various milestones, a small aside about the ongoing corruption of champions and trials and tainted space work, and I'll discuss my schedule as well. During these recordings, I try to answer listener questions, but all I got asked this week was some stuff about the Vanilla Project, and a few people wanted to know what I've been reading, listening to, and watching lately. I'll go into detail about that in a minute. First, I wanted to talk about Still Waters, which is my ongoing meditative project. I've picked this up and put it down a few times. Still Waters Hypnosis and Meditation is, well, the name I'm eventually going to slap on the content I'm working with. I've already got the .com, and it's pretty much just a set of non-erotic, accessible, couples and solo, meditations and hypnotic pieces. All of it will be self-help, self-improvement, or just kind of fun, silly, relaxing stuff. It's a place for me to park content that isn't dark or fantasy or ravishment or mind control, so much as cooperation and mind enhancement. I'm not claiming any kind of deeper interest or medical benefit. This is all just for entertainment. But sometimes a reassuring voice, some affirmations, and guided steps through the same kind of meditations you'd do at any meditation course or if you picked up methods out of a book, well, sometimes that can be what you need to make your day a little bit more enjoyable. So that's what I have in mind. Currently, I'm doing about 2 recordings, maybe 3, that fit the build I intend to adopt for Still Waters Hypnosis and Meditation. I'm doing that many each month. This month, you're actually going to see a kind of self-knowledge invitation to meditate, a breathing exercise, and some kindness and compassion meditation. When I publish these, I plan to eventually include links to articles, affirmations, all that good, positive, self-helpy, touchy-feely stuff that I quite enjoy myself. But I'm also just going to try and give people something matter-of-fact that can loop in the background when they need to relax or ditch their anxiety. So that's going to be that. When I achieve a certain saturation of completed material, enough to make a few series and upload it to a YouTube, I'll start a separate Patreon and site for that. But for now, it's all just going to go on eSuccubus, the Patreon, the YouTube, all that stuff. It'll be free. I mean, the intention is for that whole site to be universally free, and anytime I do self-help or relaxation material, I'll put it over there. That way I can separate that from my more erotic or dark work. And I can also use it as a platform to kind of give people tutorials, scripts they can read with their loved ones, all sorts of free stuff. There'll probably be a tip jar. Maybe I'll let people get early access if they pledge to a Patreon set up just for that. And that way it doesn't produce any drag on the eSuccubus content, which after all, people are looking for sexy stuff, even in their self-help and relaxation. So, with that in mind, the overall branding is just going to be something to help people separate out. You know, it'll be a site where I don't have to put 18-plus filters on it because it will be completely non-erotic and completely open to the general public. I'll have links from eSuccubus to that site, but none that go back from Stillwater's Hypnosis to eSuccubus. This way I can keep them separate enough that people won't stumble upon things they don't want to see, but people who want to find my non-erotic work will easily be able to discover it. So, speaking of discoveries, recently some friends of mine, freelancers, have told me to start calculating how much I actually pay myself. So I sat down and I've been timing how much time I spend on the site. Well, before I go into detail about that, let's talk about what I actually do for eSuccubus. This isn't including ghostwriting work I do, or books I write, or Moonlit. This is just eSuccubus. So currently I'm putting out 2 of these, what came to mind, each month. It's easy to get material because I just talk about what I've been working with or dealing with, answer questions. If I ever run out of ideas, I'll just do transbits, or read bits of my scripts and books. I can also talk about upcoming projects to build buzz, and overall just let people know what's going on in my head. We'll talk about questions more in a sec. So, two of these. Then, I also produce 4 files of a mind-fucky kind of nature. You know, the kind of thing that is about training or dominance or couples play as well. Explicitly erotic and hypnotic. Then I produce about 4 fantasy pieces. This can be my own vampire fantasy content, or I'll often do Phinoxo's Corruption of Champions or Trials in Tainted Space. I'm considering doing more diverse monster girl and guy content, as well as some more interesting sci-fi work. But you get the idea. About half the files are fantasy, and about half of the files are mindfucked content. Then, I produce 2 YouTube exclusives a month, or so. It depends, really. Sometimes I'll ditch one in favor of a different file. But, you know, 2 more things. Then, I tend to produce some kind of story content, working toward a larger release, and some kind of game content, working toward a larger release. I'm going to start recapping these on the 30th so people can see what I'm doing. Lastly, I have 2 project slots. These are just things I do when I have got everything else done already. They are things I let people vote on. For example, a recent poll made it so I'll be using the project slots to go back over my Corruption of Champions and Trials in Tainted Space material and fill in the gaps, filling out existing characters and stories. There are other options as well. I could very well have ended up using it for a sci-fi novel I'm working on, but I let people decide. Same as I let people vote on, you know, which file gets made free at the end of each month. And that's the other thing I do. I run the clerical. I fulfill people's rewards, I sit down and send stuff out at the end of the month. I've been getting people to help with this now a little bit, which is good, but I still handle the bulk of it. I also run the Twitter, the YouTube, my Tumblr, which I really need to use more, and I moderate on the Discord server / hangout on there. I might start doing regular Q&As if the dollar amount picks up on Patreon. And that's what I wanted to mention. All the stuff I do for the site, all those various recordings, most of which average around 25 to 30 minutes long. The videos, the multiple takes, the writing of scripts. It all takes about 160 to 200 hours a month. So really, I'm paying myself somewhere between $25 and $20 an hour in a good month. More like 18 to 20 some months. That's not bad for a rate for a freelancer. And it definitely justifies the site. But I do have people kind of question what I've been doing, so I just wanted to point out I am doing plenty with the time you've all bought me, so don't worry about that. I am going to make sure that I make this more transparent going forward, but I also wanted to highlight that as I get more funding and fans, I just do throw more time at the site. It's a full-time job, it's my full-time job, and I'm going to keep doing it, and keep creating new ways for people to enjoy my content and creations. So, reassurance, and also the note of exactly what I'm doing. I'll add that I actually figure these numbers out this way. If I made $0 from my Patreon campaign, I would still produce probably 4 files a month. I'd make something every week. It might be shorter, it might be different, but I'd make something. So, once I hit $500, I was like, okay, I'll make an extra file. So I arrived at 5 files. Here we are north of 4K, and what I'm doing is basically making 8 additional files each month. Then, with whatever's left over, whatever difference between the amount I'm at and another 500, I throw extra time at the projects. That's what I'm going to do, is let people pledge to support the project they want to see made and completed. And speaking of projects, the other thing I'm working on is a series of kind of adventure game books. I don't know if anybody played these, but they were little books where you would take a couple dice, and you would choose what page you would go to, and you would have a character sheet with stats and things you'd check off as you picked up items or visited locations, and you'd use a pencil so you could erase everything and play the book again. Or if you were like me, you'd, you know, use a little plastic covering on the pages so that you could write on it in marker, and you wouldn't scratch anything up, and then you could have your whole pristine game book collection on a shelf somewhere. So I like these. Usually they were fantasy. There were some sci-fi ones, some post-apocalyptic. Very little romance, very little comedy, although many of them were funny in their own way. So I've been picking them up and playing through them in order to get my head in the right place, and I've cobbled together some programs. I can now write a story that will assemble its own interlinked PDF, so you can click your way through. It'll also make an app executable for Android, for Mac, and for your browser, so that you can play them like any other game. The logic takes a little coding, but I might write one for my Catboy in Trouble series, for example, or, with Phinoxo's consent, make some Corruption of Champions ones. So you're going to see me working on game stuff like that. The first incarnation of this might be my sci-fi hive mind thing, but I'll devote an episode to that another day. The other thing I'm tinkering with, and this is something I've gotten quite a few asks about, is going back over the Corruption of Champions work, and back over the Trials in Tainted Space work. I recently wrote some stuff that ended up in Trials in Tainted Space. If you don't know what that is, Phinoxo.com, which I will put a link to underneath this recording, is a site where you can find games and erotica made by Phinoxo and crew. Basically, it's erotic art, really. I mean, game art, whatever. A bunch of people have written a bunch of smut and put it into a very responsive game themed around transformation, mind control, pheromones, and good hard fucking. So it's pretty neat, and I like it, obviously. I'm recreating the whole thing with my own twist and my own writing, but the same monsters and setting, basically, in audio files, and I've been publishing that for a while. You can find it on the site. So I'm going to be doing B-Girls, probably, Tentacle Beasts, over the next couple of months. I'm basically trying to get the basics done. After this, I'm going to move to the sci-fi content, which is Trials in Tainted Space. Corruption Champions is kind of fantasy setting, Trials in Tainted Space is sci-fi. Simple enough, if you like high-tech stuff. They've got hard light strap-on panties in one of the shops in Trials in Tainted Space, that's all I'll say. I really like it. I'm working on kind of my own games and stuff. I just want to reassure people that, though I branch out a lot, I am paying attention to the fundamentals. On the E-Succubus front, I'll be finishing Devotion and Brain Drain over the next month and a half. These are series about devotion and submission to me personally in the former case, and blank mindless trigger phrases in the latter. You're going to see more and more of those come out until I consider the series done. I then might do some strap-on or pegging content. I was thinking of doing a little bit more Limpness Chastity and some more stud files for people who like to envision a certain amount of growth and milking and mindlessness below. And I do like to envision it myself, so. I have someone who wants to do a kind of super villainous set, which is interesting, and I'm looking at more latex content. But yeah, that's basically what I produce. So that's just talking E-Succubus. On the Moonlit front, I make 2 to 3 pieces, every month, and I'm going to be doing transformative meditation over there, which is basically just fantasy meditation settings, hypnosis, but in a more laid-back and quiet manner than I usually do it. You'll also find that I am writing books. You're going to see them start to fall down onto the Amazon publishing list online pretty soon. I've got like 2 or 3 up, but they weren't great, and I haven't finished those series yet. My new ones are kind of going to be more in my zone. If you have questions, by the way, I want to remind people, you can email mail@esuccubus.com. I'll put the link to that underneath this along with Phinoxo's website. But basically, email with the subject line either podcast, although I no longer call this thing a podcast, or question, or what came to mind, or hey, read this, or forward, 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 most amazing joke ever. I assure you, I'll read them all anyway. Things are good. And I just wanted to let people know I'm doing okay. I do tend to overwork. I do tend to undersleep. The very fact I've acknowledged these should at least put you in peace of mind that I'm chilling more now than before. Life is good. I take frequent baths. I eat well. It's beautiful outside, so I've been getting out a little, not as much as I'd like to, because I'm so work-focused. But I'm building a buffer. I'm kind of ahead of the wave now. So, as things pick up, send me your feedback. I don't really hear from many people. You can reach me at that same email address, mail@esuccubus.com. You'll also be able to check out the Patreon, which is under here. I'll put the link down there, too. Basically, you can message me there, and I get those messages and answer them. You can also post on there, including posting with other people or commenting under my various releases. For patrons, there's a new thing. I'm starting to release all files early access, so people who are patrons at patreon.com/esuccubus will find they get access to my work about a week early. Of course, nothing stops people from going and sharing it, although I ask that they don't. But, you know, it's just more convenient to have it land right in your inbox when it's done. There's also lots of backer files and reward files that trickle out into being free, but you get them really early if you sign up and pledge at all. On the other hand, you don't really have to, because everything's free eventually. I checked, and something like 65-70% of the site's files are already open to the public. And I open more every month, but I also release more every month, so it's a bit of a tug of war. I'm going to be doing more live sessions soon. I do live sessions as one of the pledge levels, and also with friends when I feel like it. It depends on the listener, depends on the person, but sometimes I just feel like doing a hypnotic or sexy session, and I'll record it with people's permission, but just my side. And then I post that as a live session chronicle. You can find those on the site, they're pretty good. There is a Discord server, I'll link to that underneath here as well. So you're going to find the link to Phinoxo's site, the link to the Patreon, my email address, the link to the Discord server, all underneath this message. So other things I wanted to talk about. I was going to talk about polls. You can go vote in polls on the Patreon campaigns. Often there's going to be one that's open to the public. Even if you're not a member, you can still vote. And these just let you kind of decide what I'm going to release to the public free next. Let's see. Okay. So now we're to the kind of what I consider the less interesting part of the podcast. You might consider the more interesting, I guess. Music, pop culture, video games. So I have set up FaceRig. I'm probably going to use that to do some video game streaming. I don't know how well that's going to work with my connection, but if I pre-stream it locally, I should be able to do it fine. And I'm going to be doing probably Nier Automata, maybe? Or maybe some weird procedurally generated, kind of incredibly intricate web games. There's a few of those out there that are fun. Things I've been playing lately. I just picked up Stellaris. I do have the Humble bundle monthly, so I get whatever games come up on there. I'll link that under here as well. I have Stellaris. I haven't booted it up yet, but I plan to play it. I've been playing Nier Automata, Final Fantasy XIV. I have a PlayStation 4 that sits unused in the living room while I record and write all day. So I gotta work on using that more. TV. I've been rewatching The Blacklist with a friend, which is a really great show, really great James Spader kind of outlet. It's just so good. I very much enjoy The Blacklist. I watched Samurai Gourmet, which you can find on Netflix. I've mentioned this before. Really like it. I've been listening to podcasts. Sawbones, A Marital Tour of Misguided Medicine, is at the top of my list. The Adventure Zone is a really good one. Oh, right. I'm going to be doing some Dungeons & Dragons kind of modules. Well, D20 system modules, maybe adult. Just for fun and just to pass out to people. I might run D&D games or something and invite fans, you know, friends, whatever, to come try them out. Anyway, that's just a thought while I playtest. Okay, back to pop culture. I've been listening to Darius Rucker, also known as the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish, a lot lately. Old Crow Medicine Show, I particularly recommend Methamphetamine, and I Hear Them All. I've been listening to Joel Plaskett, I'm always listening to Joel Plaskett. Movies, I really want to watch Jiro Dreams of Sushi. I've heard good things, I've heard the premise, I want to actually watch. It is about a man who runs basically the most uncompromising and famous, allegedly, sushi restaurant in Japan, which is basically out of a subway station, and just his relationship with his family. Books, I haven't read as much as I'd like lately because I've been reading a lot of games and visual novels. But I did finish The Fifth Season by N.K. Jemisin. I can't recommend that enough. I also have been doing a reread of some of my favorite old books, the So You Want to Be a Wizard series. I'm almost to the end, and I haven't read the new one. This is by Diane Duane, who's written stuff for Star Trek. She's written a lot of kids' books, and just really, really great author. Big fan. Her Tumblr is cute. She retweets things now and then that are just kind of neat. Anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know what I am up to. If you ever have more particular questions, let me know. As to what files are on the horizon, I made a file called Masculine Allure, which was released to the Patreon already. I'll be posting it to the general public soon. And it's just about how appealing muscles and cocks and balls and firm lips and pebbly nipples and flat chests can be. And I'll be making another file, Feminine Allure, about breasts and curves and dripping wet sex and all that good stuff. And I'll be basically just putting those up. In a lot of ways, they appeal to stereotypical images of the masculine and the feminine, but I get that people like that stuff, and I mean, I don't gender it, I don't make it too particular. I don't even use any gendered pronouns in it, so it's just kind of vivid, fun stuff. The original Masculine Allure was a custom commission, and the Feminine Allure is going to be just a general release I made to complement it. It'll be really, really kind of meditative and introspective, and it goes well with the meditation work I will also be releasing. I mentioned that already. I'm working on the Venus Pitcher, which is the tempting plant woman from Trials in Tainted Space, and the tentacle beast from Corruption of Champions. I guess I'm in a plant mood. I'm also going to be tinkering with Hive Mind, which is the story of a hacker accidentally stumbling on a futuristic computer that's communicating to try and change the past, but it's a computer sort of made to program people. So while she's inoculated against it, her cooperation with it involves introducing its programming to the general population so it can build up enough energy to do what it wants to do. And I might turn that into a kind of interactive alternate reality game. So that's what's going on so far. And, well, that's what came to mind. Take care of yourselves. Talk to you in a couple of weeks. Remember, you can send questions to mail@esuccubus.com. And I always like feedback. You can also comment, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. But whether you do or you don't, these will still be here. Later.